Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Getting Back on Track by Jill R. Turland is a book that is going to rock you back on your heels and get you thinking along new lines. It will enable you to lift up your life and get free of social conditioning that has been crippling us all for thousands of years. In addition, the book will show you how many of the complications to health brought about by medical procedures and drugs over the last century, based on false understandings, can be resolved. Getting Back on Track shows you how the true healing. Jill R. Turland studied homeopathy in Sydney, Australia at the Australian Institute of Homeopathy, graduating in 1982. She's held various positions with the Australian Institute of Homeopathy. She's been associated for many years with osteopaths and chiropractors with a great interest in homeopathy. Together, they have researched the homeopathic remedies applicable to muscular and skeletal patterns, the emotional origins of these patterns. This will be a fascinating conversation on the program today. Jill R. Turland, author of Getting Back on Track, Using Megapotency Homeopathy, our guest from Australia on This Week in America. Jill, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And great to have you in America with us. We have so much to talk about that is going to be so important and life-changing for so many people. Let's start with your interest in homeopathy and your research. When did this all begin?
I began to look into homeopathy after I had suffered 12 months under bad medical care, mm-hmm. under drugs that were destroying me. And I realized that it was up to me to find the answers rather than wait for somebody in the medical field to wake up. So I started looking sideways and discovered homeopathy, and that was a real eye-opener to me.
How difficult was it for you to get the information that you've developed so and refined over the years and sharing with people now? How difficult, because you were sort of a pioneer in this when you were starting, how difficult was it to get this information?
Well, it all came to me. I didn't get it from anywhere else.
Interesting.
I only got it from our own experiences in the office, in the practice. And my partner, Brian, ran a massage school, and he's an osteopath. So we saw lots of patients. And if I wasn't seeing somebody, I would go into his office and speak to his patients and see what homeopathic remedies would be applicable to their musculoskeletal problems. And that led me to recognizing remedies by their characteristics on the body, including on the face. But it also gave me a lot more insight into what can be done with homeopathic remedies for injuries in terms of chronic diseases, because there was a correlation between what they were suffering on the body and what chronic diseases they had and what homeopathic remedies I was giving them for their injuries.
So this really is information that you garnered in real life. This is not studying in a lab somewhere and coming up with theories. This actually developed, and you've seen it work on your patients.
Well, it was from day one. It was an eye opener.
Yes.
Of course, I was the first victim to experience what I was trying to do.
Yes.
I decided to use very, very high potencies because I had read in a lot of the old homeopathic journals from the 1890s, doctors were saying that they had cured such and such a person with one dose of a very high potency, like 43M, 47M, CM, which is 100M. And they are potencies that were not being taught in practice. And so I thought, why aren't these being taught if they're so good? So I started experimenting, and I had been experimenting with the very high potencies with fluorescences for 2 years before I decided that there can't be any difference between a high potency homeopathic remedy and a high potency fluorescence in terms of energy and their effects on the body.
Yes.
So why not do it? So I practiced on me.
And did so successfully. Our guest on the program is Jill Turland. That's T-U-R-L-A-N-D. The book we're talking about is Getting Back on Track. The website is AustralianHomeopathyResearch.com. You've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get all the information. Get information on buying the book, which is available at Amazon, the usual places as well. Homeopathy is something that we hear a lot about. Exactly what are we talking about? Explain us. Give us a definition of that term, if you would, please.
Homeopathy is a system of medicine that was discovered by a German doctor in the late 1700s. And he put out his first book about it in 1810. He had discovered the ancient principles that the ancient Greeks knew, that what a substance can cause, it can also cure if you use it in a microscopic dose. And he called this the law of similars. We also know that what a substance can cause in a microdose, it can cure in a material dose occasionally too.
Yes.
But the micro dose was something that had never been thought of in standard medicine. And he started experimenting on himself. He thought, if cinchona bark cures, that's what they get quinine from, if cinchona bark cures malaria, it must be able to cause malaria symptoms. So he started taking cinchona bark himself to the degree where it started to produce symptoms. And lo and behold, he developed malarial symptoms. So he was confirming his hypothesis that the Greeks had, that what a substance can cause in a material dose, it can cure in a microdose, because he then started potentizing the substance and was able to cure his symptoms by using an infinitely small dose. And an infinitely small dose, in his terms, was a dilution of 1 in 100, 3 times, 6 times. And then actually, yes, he went up as far as about 30 times during his life on this dilution system.
Yes.
And the more he diluted, and he had to do a succussion process between each dilution, and that we now know that distributes nanoparticles off the electrons within the medium that he's diluting in, and spreads the energy further out and amplifies it. Nobody knew that until recently, because nanoparticles hadn't been discovered. But the healing is all physics, it's not chemistry. And even though it may start out as chemistry in the raw materials, it's the energy on the atoms, the electrons, and the nanoparticles that fly off the electrons that actually do the healing by matching up with our body's energies. So it's like radio frequencies.
Okay, yes. So there really is a scientific basis for homeopathy, isn't there?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
I know that
Not
some
only
people...
that, the scientific basis has been proven so many times by practitioners. Hahnemann himself, the original discoverer, I can't call it invent because he didn't invent it, he discovered it. Hahnemann treated a cholera epidemic with one or two specific remedies, and his rate of cure was way up in the 80% range, where the ordinary doctors were getting nowhere. So, and that was way back in 1810 or 15.
Yes.
So, you know, it's been around, it's been doing good for a long time, but because drug company medicine has gained the monopoly and the power, we get bad press and we get ignored and we just plod on regardless anyway.
Well, yes, that's Australia, obviously, and the United States as well. I know somebody listening or maybe even reading the book, giving some thought to this, concerned about, is this harmful? In any way, is this harmful? Have you seen any problems over the years?
People get reactions, and sometimes they get frightened by their reactions. But the reactions usually are very short-lived and harmless. And with these very high potencies that I'm using, they may, when they get a reaction immediately on taking a remedy, it'll bring back symptoms from the past. Wherever you went wrong from a shock, traumatic event, that's where your body went off track or your mind went off track and you created a block to healing. And the block to healing can be resolved by the right remedy. If you go back to what the trauma was and give the trauma remedy that was needed then, everything starts to unwind. And so, of course, you start getting symptoms coming back from the past, just virtually showing you that it's actually unraveling that old stuff and the healing starts to get back on track. And that's pretty magical. The adverse effects only last a very short time,
yes.
Sometimes only a few minutes, sometimes a two or three days.
Jill Turland,
whatever.
Yeah, Jill Turland, our guest on the program, she's coming to us from Australia. She's the author of the book, Getting Back on Track. One review saying the book is compulsory reading. Another, I'm reeling at the depth of your work and understanding. That's why this book is so valuable. The subtitle of the book is Using Megapotency Homeopathy. What is megapotency and do most homeopaths use very high potencies?
Unfortunately, no. Most training colleges teach that they can be dangerous. Most manufacturers of homeopathic remedies don't make them because it requires a lot more work. People who make remedies by hand don't see the economic value of diluting and succussing 1 in 100 to a million times or 10 million times. It's quite time consuming.
Oh, yes, yes.
However, there are machines that do this sort of thing. And also I use a radionic remedy maker, which is, it creates an energy, like a radio frequency energy, identical to the healing power energy of the plant or mineral that we're talking about. Everything that exists has a vibrational energy. And these can be measured, as in Geiger counters can detect gold. And it's that energy that can be replicated with a machine that makes an identical remedy to the handmade one. So a lot of people are buying these kinds of machines to, or instruments, they call them.
Yes.
To do this because the manufacturers are not... One or two manufacturers do them by the radionic machine.
All of this information. And all of this information that Jill is talking about is available at the website AustralianHomeopathyResearch.com. We have that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, of course, at Amazon. The book is Getting Back on Track. Boy, time going by so quickly. How can someone be sure that you've got the right remedy for them when you look into this? How do you find the right remedy for someone?
Well, I have been able to determine some remedies or types of remedy by expressions on the face, where the lines are on the face. You can tell if they've had a chronic grief situation in the background of their lives or if they, you know, persistently angry or suppressing anger. But mainly we do it all by getting a full symptom picture of the events of life finding out where the traumatic events were in the past that they may never have got past, and finding which one relates to the particular condition they've got today, in terms of symptom picture and the effects of the trauma. Some traumas, for instance, will lead to people being off balance and getting out of balance with blood pressure or blood sugar or many other ways, and hyperactive nervous system. One remedy is particularly excellent for that, and that's also a remedy for the adverse effects of being stabbed by the needles. So if you get frequent inoculations, or you're in hospital and have to be stabbed with a needle, this is one of the remedies that might be needed for you in order for you not to develop an out-of-balance problem in the future.
Well, there's so much great information that is in Jill's book, Getting Back on Track. One review said, I'm so grateful for these discoveries. My family is so changed. Every family needs this help. What's it like when you actually see people and you see lives changed for the better because of what you're able to do for them? That has to be very rewarding. And I see the smile on your face as I'm asking you that. That has to be what it's all about, isn't it? To be able to give almost a new life to many people.
Well, it is. Sometimes it's very rapid, sometimes it's not so quick, but it still happens. Sometimes I don't pick the right remedy to start with because they may need three or four, and they may have had three or four or more disastrous shock traumas in their previous lives, or, you know, former life.
Yes.
And it's one step after the other. And as soon as you hit the one that matches up for today, it's just brilliant. They sleep like a log. They wake up feeling a whole lot stronger and more energetic, and they're happier. And all the worries that they had in their mind is dissipating.
Well, you have my attention, certainly, yes. That's all of this again in Jill's book. In a couple minutes left, what are some of the biggest surprises you had during this research and during the years of practices? What were some of the surprises that you encountered?
Well, the first big surprise, which is the most important one, was the fact that emotions govern structure. Now, I learned osteopathy, and the first principle of osteopathy is structure governs function, called Still's Law. And so I figured out that what I'd discovered was Jill's Law. Emotions govern structure, which then governs function. Now, emotions govern structure because emotional trauma locks into the muscles and causes, for instance, the cranium to go out of balance, out of alignment. You've got muscle tensions on, for instance, your sphenoid bone here, which will pull the bone sideways, and that interferes with the nerve and blood supply to the pituitary gland, which governs the whole body. And if your pituitary gland is being compromised by not getting enough nerve and blood supply, you're in big trouble, and can lead to many, many different types of problems. And this eye-opener that emotions locked into muscles and made them tense, that was really what set me off on the remedies for emotional stress.
The remedies and so much more in Jill's book, and I wish we had more time because so much more we could talk about, but you'll read it in the book and get all of your answers. It's Jill R. Turland, Turland. The book is Getting Back on Track Using Megapotency Homeopathy. Their website is AustralianHomeopathyResearch.com. We'll have that up on our website so you can link on directly, get information on everything we talked about in the book today. The book available, of course, at Amazon and the usual places. Jill, this has been a fascinating conversation. It's remarkable work that you're doing. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. And once again, Jill Turland is our guest on the program. Getting Back on Track Using Megapotency Homeopathy is the name of the book, and you'll find it at her website, AustralianHomeopathyResearch.com. And again, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.